Right now it is time for us to check sports. It is time to start off with none other than Mike Causey, and we always, of course, kick off on a Friday looking at the racing schedule that is coming up. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
All right. What do we have this weekend?
Well, we had to do a little switcheroo. We were going to do Belmont, but the rain's coming, and Belmont only has one decent dirt race, and everything else is on the turf, and that's probably not going to happen, so now we're moving to Churchill. Two races at Churchill. The ninth race tomorrow is a Grade 3 ACAC going 1 mile. It's a one-turn mile. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is the favorite, Speaker's Corner. Speaker's Corner's run very well at one turn down in Florida this winter, winning the Hooper and the Gulfstream Park Mile, and then come up north and win the Carter. After that, ran in three real tough races, two at Belmont in the Met Mile, the Nehrud, and then shipped out to Del Mar and O'Brien. This horse has every reason to be the favorite, will be the favorite, a must-use in this race. But a horse I'm going to go to maybe upset is going to be the three, Folsom. This horse wins a lot of races, won 8 out of 14 starts. Two of them were three starts coming at Churchill Downs. Coming off a two-race win streak, shortening up to a mile. This horse has won at the mile. 5-1 with Brad Cox, I think, is a pretty good move here. So the three, Folsom, followed up by the one, Speaker's Corner, in the ninth race in the ACAC. After that's the 10th race. It's the Lucas Classic. It used to be named something else. They keep changing names of races. I wish they'd stay with the traditional stuff. Not a big field, running a mile and an eighth for $500,000, but it's a pretty good field. There's six horses in this race. Hot Rod Charlie shows up. He's going to show his speed. Down on the inside, we have another horse going with the speed. That's going to be the two, Art Collector. They're probably going to be the two favorites in this race. I'm not going to use either one. The three, Happy Saver, is one of the horses I'm going to use. Two starts at Churchill with 2 seconds. Ran second in the Whitney in early August up at Saratoga, and ran second to Life is Good. Life is Good is going to be running in a stake race tomorrow at Belmont on the dirt, and has probably every chance to be 1-9 in that race. Happy Saber's probably going to be the third choice in this race out in Churchill. So when you have a horse that just lost to a horse that's going to be 1-9 tomorrow and just lost by two lengths, I'm going to use this horse tomorrow every step of the way. But my top pick's going to be the four, Rich Strike. Returns to the scene of the crime. Ran a decent fourth in the Travers. 2-for-2 at Churchill Downs. Won the Kentucky Derby. Training decently for Eric Reed. Going to be 6-1 morning line. I think it's going to be more like 4-1 at post time. But again, you're beating two favorites if you win. If this exacta comes out, probably get $50. So I'm going with Rich Strike on top in the Lucas and Happy Saver underneath. So those are the two races we're doing for tomorrow. Like I said, the rain upset the apple cart at Belmont.
All right. Now, when you said the ACAC Stakes, I was saying to myself, what the hell is the ACAC Stakes? And I looked at it, and it's named after a horse, right?
Of course, yep.
A little bit of what a horse has to be a pretty decent horse to get a...
Yeah. They're not naming a horse after, you know, somebody that wasn't pretty good at what he did. ACAC was a good horse back, I think, in the 60s, the early 60s.
Yeah, the early 60s in 1971, it said. I just wanted to update people who are listening who aren't familiar with ACAC, unless they saw the movie...
Martians invade the world.
The
guys with their heads blew up.
Actually, yeah. That was a pretty good movie.
It was a lot of people in that movie. It was a funny movie.
I laughed my hack off watching that movie. So I just wanted to bring forward, and whenever I can get a chance to educate myself and other people who are on the peripherals of horse racing, only go for like the Triple Crown, what certain things are named for. So
yeah, when you hear an oddball name, it's most likely a horse.
All right. Well, good luck with your picks this weekend.
We'll see what happens. Last week we did good. In the races at Parks, we came up with a winner in the first race in the sprint, the exacta and the try. And the exacta paid over $100, and the try paid real good, too. So maybe we'll get half as lucky this weekend.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, Mike.
Thanks. You too.
Take care. Mike Causey, we kick off sports on actually Thursday. We kick off with our weekend college football picks, and then Friday we kick off with the weekend picks and horse racing. So that's where we stand right now. All right, let's take a look at some of the scores from last night in Major League Baseball. We'll start off with Major League Baseball. Both the Yankees and the Mets had a day off yesterday. The White Sox over the Twins 4-3. The Tigers over the Royals 10-3. The Red Sox knocked off the Orioles 5-3. The Cubs over the Phillies 2-0. The Guardians over the Rays 2-1. The Marlins over the Brewers 4-2. Interesting thing about the Marlins and Brewers and the Cubs and Phillies games, because the Phillies lost, it put their lead, tenuous lead, in the wild card division at risk, but then the Marlins delivered a win to once again give the Phillies, I think they've got a one-game lead in that look for that final wild card space in the National League. Angels over the Athletics 4-2, the Dodgers over the Pirates, but the Padres 5-2, Mariners 10, the Rangers 9, Mariners heading to the playoffs playing good baseball, Giants over the Rockies by a score of 6-4. Of course, last night in the NFL, the Bengals over the Dolphins, 27-15. The quarterback for the Dolphins was injured. We'll get back to that game a little bit later on. Coming up this weekend, the Bears and Giants tangle, both teams at 2-1 on Sunday. And the Jets take on the Steelers, both those teams at 1-2. On Sunday as well. And going back to that injury that happened, he was knocked out of the game. It was a scary looking injury. I didn't see it live. I saw it on video this morning. Terry Bridgewater just couldn't bring Miami back. Head and neck injuries for the Miami quarterback. And the scary thing about this is, if you remember when he played last week, he got injured. He was taken out of the game, and he was looked like he was dazed and staggering, and he came right back in. Anyways, he was taken out of the stadium on a stretcher, but he was said to be conscious and had feeling in all his extremities. He was released from the hospital last night and traveled home with the teams. So remember what happened. He suffered what appeared to be a head injury against Buffalo, but returned very quickly to return and finish the game. So that's something maybe the NFL is going to have to look into and see exactly what was going on. Because, you know, all these rules have been put in place. All these rules have been put in place for a very good reason, to protect players from concussions. And if rules weren't followed, the NFL should follow up on it and issue some fines or sanctions. All right, it's a final check on sports. Of course, we will follow this weekend. The Mets strive to win the National League East in their close combat with Atlanta, and will also follow the Yankees, even though they've won their division. They will, of course, while we're following them, Judge, see when he gets, if he gets to 62 home runs. He got to 61 even before Babe Ruth got to 60. Babe Ruth won a billion years ago. Today is the date where he got his 60th home run. So Judge actually got it within that time frame, his 60th and 61st. So we'll have to follow that this weekend as well here on Sports. And we'll let you know what happened and review it and talk about it on Monday.